Such a great animation, that. Love it. The way it was put together with the little 2D people turning around, fabulous. And I love the bit when Joseph had a shave and just took off his beard and put it to one side. If only life was that quick and easy. It's just not, though. I did wonder if I would get away with pinching a bit of the video and doing a little talk that consisted of blah, 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 blah. And then Ben said no. So I had a think to begin with when I heard the title and thought, where are we going to go with this? And my first thought was actually a memory of mine from when I was a child. It was not of cows, though. It was of gerbils. A couple of pictures up here. And my sister and I were given a gerbil each when I was about 8. And my sister, being the kind and loving little sister that I had, said to me, "You can have the fat one because it's more like you, and I'll have the skinny one because it's more like me." Rude. But mine went on to have several babies, so I was the very happy owner of many gerbils, while she only had one. Now, we've been making our way through the story of Joseph over the last few weeks. And we've been heard last week about the cupbearer and the baker, and Ben talked to us about Joseph's gift as an administrator and an organizer while he was staying in Potiphar's house and then while he was in prison as well. It's now 2 years on, and sadly, Joseph is still in prison. And Pharaoh is the one who is having dreams that he just doesn't understand. I wonder if any of you have had dreams that you don't understand. Maybe a bizarre one after consuming, I don't know, too much cheese, maybe. Or maybe a favorite dream that when you get to the end of it, you think, oh, but it didn't finish. I want to know what happens next. Or one that reoccurs. I used to have one. When I was younger, again, sort of through my teenage years and probably early 20s, that involved me running, which is very odd because God did not bless me with the legs, the physique, or even the inclination to run anywhere. But I used to be running along kind of in slow motion, and then I would kind of take off and be running through the air, and this would kind of morph into swimming through the air, which I loved. It was a great dream. No idea what it actually meant, if anything at all, but it was a good dream, so I was quite happy with that. Pharaoh, however, was not happy with his dreams. They were troublesome. He didn't understand them, he didn't know what they meant, and he wanted to. So he called together his advisors. They couldn't help. They couldn't tell him what they meant. And then the cupbearer, who appeared to be pouring wine from a fabulous teapot, remembered about Joseph, who he had met while he had been in prison a couple of years previously. Now, Joseph was a Hebrew slave in prison, so was quite different to all the other Egyptians who were there. But the cupbearer remembered that Joseph had been able to explain a couple of dreams, good ones and bad ones. So Joseph was sent for. He was to be brought before Pharaoh to be questioned. If that was me, I think I'd probably be feeling slightly terrified. If I need to go before someone for some questioning, which obviously I've never been in prison and I've never been brought before someone for questioning, I would want some time to plan and prepare for it. But Joseph didn't have that. It was a very unexpected opportunity for him. So he was brought before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh described the dream to him. And Joseph said to him, "I don't know what it means. I can't explain it, but God can." And so he did. We're going to be using an acronym to get through the next little part of our talk this morning. So apologies to Gary and anyone else who really doesn't like acronyms, but they do have their uses. And our one for this morning is FLAB. We are going to FLAB this morning. No, it's not a dance move like the floss was. This is something slightly different. We're going to go through this and see what it is. So we're going to be finding out about the focus, listening, acting, and then the blessings that are a result of those things. So to begin with, Pharaoh focused on his dream. He described it to Joseph. And Joseph did the listening, first of all to Pharaoh, and then to God as he explained what it meant. Pharaoh listened as well, while Joseph explained to him what his dream meant. And it meant that there were going to be 7 brilliant years. There were going to be lots of crops growing, bumper harvests for everybody, and lots of grain. And they were going to need to store a lot of this grain, because following that was going to be 7 tough years when there was not going to be enough food. So then they both acted. Pharaoh saw that the Spirit of God was in Joseph, and he made him his second in command over all of Egypt. And he symbolized this by giving him the robe and the ring and a necklace and even an Egyptian name and an Egyptian wife. So this showed that Joseph was fully accepted by Pharaoh and that the Egyptian people could accept him too. So Joseph followed this by acting and responding by saying yes to God and to Pharaoh for what was wanted. They were both willing to be part of God's plan. And because of that, all of Egypt and beyond were blessed and saved. Now, even though Joseph had been in prison for a couple of years, God hadn't forgotten about him. At the end of the Second World War, there was some writing found on a wall in a cellar in a house in Germany where some Jewish people had hidden for months. And this is what it said. I believe in the sun, even when I cannot see it. I believe in love, even when I cannot feel it. I believe in God, even when he is silent. Joseph and some of us may have felt at times that God has been silent, but with faith and with hope and with patience, they'll help us to see it through. God had a plan for Joseph, and God has a plan for each one of us. So if this week you're wondering what God wants you to do, then just think flab. Let's try to focus on what's happening in our lives and in the lives of our family and friends and those around us and in the wider world. Let's try to listen to God through prayer, through reading our Bibles, or listening to stories being read to us. God will always point us towards love, honesty, kindness, and forgiveness, and wants us to help others too. So our challenge then could be to act on what we see and hear and think is the right thing to do. We want to try and show our love for God through our actions. And then wonder, are we a blessing to those people who are around us? Amen.